If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. This quote is from Jim Rohn, and it resonates, I think, especially for families like mine, families like yours, that have a loved one with a developmental disability. Because what other people have planned is not much. Other people have planned separating your loved one from ordinary life. And that means things like a group home and a day program that are in the special path of life, right? Which is different than what everybody else experiences, the richness and goodness of life. And I want you to know that there's better, right? There's better for your loved one than the special, but you must design your own life plan with your loved one who has a disability. So you need a life plan for your loved one. You need to build one. So what is person-centered planning? It's a process in which you support your loved one with a disability to create an individualized plan for their future. The plan's often created with the support of one or more people who know your loved one with a disability. They know your loved one's unique interests, their strengths, their likes and dislikes, your loved one's personality. And all of these things are considered when creating that future plan. When I work with a family to make a life plan, with their loved one, we're typically looking out at about 5 years from now and thinking, what could an awesome ordinary life look like for your loved one in 5 years? I want to talk about some of the key principles and the key thinking that go into that life plan, because I want you to be thinking about this, creating a life plan for your loved one and taking the next step to do it. So when you're creating that life plan, you want to look at your loved one as a valued citizen, right? Because so often people look at people with disabilities as a burden. So we're switching that mindset. Your loved one is a valued citizen. We want to help your loved one to gain control over their decision making and have more autonomy in their life, right? Because that's where the richness of life comes from, feeling like we are in control of our lives and not having other people make decisions for us by default. We want your loved one to be a person who contributes to other people and in their community, right? Not be separated from society in the special. We want to help your loved one explore their interests in ordinary ways, not just be involved in special programs. And we want to support your loved one in building meaningful and freely given relationships, not just to have paid people in their life, right? All of these principles is where the richness of life comes from. And when I help families to create that person-centered plan with their loved one, there's also 6 essential life domains that we really focus on to help your loved one live their best life and to create that valued life vision, right? So I want to quickly give you these 6 areas. Feel free to write them down. The first one's capability. So often we refer to this as independence. The next one is relationships, right? Relationships are core to being human. Contribution to others and community. Creating a home that's best for your loved one, not just a default group home. And creating the right supports for your loved one and figuring out the finance bit to make this vision happen. And then awesomeness, all the other good stuff in life that your loved one wants to experience. So if you are interested in creating a life plan for your loved one, remember, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you're gonna fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for your loved one? Not much. Again, that quote being from Jim Rohn, slightly modified there for your loved one. So I'm gonna be covering how to build a life plan so you can create your loved one's own person-centered plan that's individualized to them, including all 6 of the life domains that I just talked about, in my free upcoming life plan workshop. The registration details are coming out soon, but for now you can join the pre-workshop waitlist to secure your seat in advance. I've got the link below for you, so just click on the link and get registered and you'll be notified with all the details of the workshop. I'm Eric Gull. Together, let's take a small step forward.